You are familiar with the story of Kristen Stewart cheating on Robert Pattinson?
Not as familiar as Will Ferrell is, but yes.
Well, it happens to every man. I don't know a guy who hadn't done it. What Robert Pattinson has done. You know, previously he was avoiding his estranged girlfriend Kristen Stewart after she publicly admitted to cheating on him. But unfortunately, Robert Pattinson has crossed the line that we all have. He resorted to drunk dialing her. And he's been, according to a source, drinking like crazy. It appears the alcohol inspired him to drunk dial Kristen a number of times.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't do it, my man. How is he not surrounded by a bunch of people right now that are saying, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't press send, don't press call?
Yeah.
His friends are working hard to make sure that he doesn't go back with her. I mean, there's no situation, right? Can you think of a scenario that Pattinson will get back with Stewart?
No.
Yeah, I don't even think you heard the question I asked you, to be honest with you.
I don't think there's a scenario where he gets back with her. No, I don't. Well, look, he can have. There's a lot of chicks that love vampires that would be happy to go out with him.
Sad news out of, Amy Winehouse, fortunately.
She died?
She died.
Oh, no.
Her ex-husband's in a coma.
Oh, boy.
Drug and booze.
Oh.
Blake Fielder Civil.
Big surprise.
He's 30. Was found choking in bed after a booze session.
Oh,
also took heroin. Rushed to the hospital with multiple organ failure.
Jeez Louise, man. Come on.
Could you think of two people who are worse for each other? If she's in that state of mind and he's in that state of mind, they didn't have a chance. Did not have a chance.
Sid and Nancy.
Sad.
Sid and Nancy. Bad deal.
Yeah. Well, now the inside truth is coming out. One of the hottest stories of the year. I got the inside scoop.
Give it to me, big fella.
Ann Curry. Fired by NBC. Remember that big story?
Yep.
You loved her. You thought she should have got a raise.
Ann Curry's the worst thing that's ever happened to the Today Show since Lolo Jones cried on TV.
You thought she should have interviewed Lolo Jones when they were both wearing their track outfits.
She was saying, how does it feel to finish fourth, Lolo? I don't know, but I'm not Anna Kournikova. How does it feel to not win, though?
Well, we're having There's a clothing gate going on at the Buzz right now, and apparently Ann Curry says... Curry says about how her bosses at NBC frowned on some of her aesthetic choices. One day, I wore a multicolored dress, and someone asked if I was trying to be Toucan Sam. But I chose it because I thought, this will perk up America.
Is he Fruit Loops?
She is Fruit Loops, all right.
Is Toucan Sam Fruit Loops? Is that his deal?
That would be him.
I always get confused between Fruit Loops and what's the other fruity cereal?
Fruity Pebbles.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
She says, I'm encouraged by my bosses to wear these ridiculously high-heeled shoes because women say, I love your shoes, so if it makes women happy, I'll wear them. But I'm still going to be me. I've tried to wear clogs and flats on TV, and it hasn't gone well with my bosses.
Look, here's the deal, Ann Curry. It's not your clothes. It's that you suck.
Also, she says, I've decided not to buy into the idea that I want to stop aging. She says, my wrinkles connect me to my family, to my ancestors, and to my future. This is how my father looked when he was my age. I says, I've got cellulite because it runs in my family. I've got gray hair because I won't dye it.
Ann Curry is cooked. Look, I don't know what seasoning you're using, but more curry is not the answer.
God bless her.
She's
terrible. Droopy Dog and Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah. Droopy Dog, also known as Jay Cutler, yes.
Little baby.
They had one?
Yes.
I thought they broke up.
They got back, got married, and had a baby.
Were they?
The actual opposite of breaking up. No, they didn't break up. They got married and had a kid.
No,
started
wait a minute.
A family.
Didn't they break up and then she found out she was knocked up?
They broke up. He threw a touchdown pass. She fell in love with him again. Then they got back together and started a family.
Wait a minute.
You know how it goes.
Isn't she like an E! Entertainment reporter and she hooked up with him at a bar one night and then she broke up with him and then she found out she was pregnant and they got married?
Yeah, so basically and then he was droopy and his eyes fell down. It was sad. Sad.
Hey, tonight at the Rev Room, today's the 9th, right?
Today is the 9th.
Okay, well then it doesn't matter. Tomorrow night,
know it all over there.
At the Rev Room, David Allen Coe, the legend, in town. Boom Connecticut Stickies on Friday night. And then there's a story about it in Sync Weekly this week. Pat, I assume you're done, right?
We are done.
Sync Weekly, there's a story about Chris Robinson and his new project, Chris Robinson and the Brotherhood. Tickets still available for that. That's at the Rev Room as well. So that's next Tuesday night. And this is a show that a lot of folks will be excited about, including myself. Hello, Shay.
It's good to be here.
It's great to be here with you.
It is great to be here, I guess.
You
not
know
good,
what?
But great.
After the night I had with a certain someone and a other certain someone.
The big cavity.
And my lovely wife, yes. The big cavity and the man of the law. It's good to be anywhere. So.
So what do we got in Sync Weekly? How are you enjoying the Olympics? Okay, you getting your handball fill?
I'm ready for it to be over with.
Oh,
really? Oh,
oh
yeah, hey. you're just so swamped with everything else you got
going
on.
It's too much sports going on. You know, it's time for college football right now.
Yeah, because that's not sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's you know,
right.
Too much sports.
It's a way of life for some.
You know what? Sure. That's true. It is a religion.
Sure. It is a religion.
The cover story on Sync Weekly, and I give you guys a lot of credit for tackling a sensitive issue, but Chick-fil-A.
Our Chick-fil-A hate.
Full hate. Boycott? Question mark with
you
a big chicken sandwich is the question. And then it's funny, as I was thinking about that, I flipped to page 5, and there is Tim Gunn. And I thought, how appropriate. Tim Gunn is going to be speaking at UCA,
nice.
Huh?
He will be coming up in September. You know, they start their public appearances at UCA in September. And
would it be inappropriate to throw Chick-fil-A nuggets at him on the stage?
Probably be inappropriate.
What about Polynesian sauce?
Throw anything. I don't know. Polynesian sauce maybe.
I would
okay.
love it. If I was ever on a stage and someone's throwing Chick-fil-A nuggets with Polynesian sauce, I'd love it. I'd go back there every day.
That is like one of the great things about Chick-fil-A is, I mean, the Polynesian sauce is amazing.
Isn't it good?
It's amazing. Yeah. That's the best thing about Chick-fil-A.
I'm not knocking them and I'm not praising them. I don't get the fascination, but there are people who are very devout lovers of Chick-fil-A. I mean, I don't know.
They do have a great chicken sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's right. good. I'd like the nuggets or the chicken sandwich. I don't even know if they have anything else on the menu.
All you need is some Polynesian sauce. They should just bottle that in the cell,
I could drink
you know,
that
in the
stuff.
Grocery store.
All I know is we're going to come out with a strong position on some political issue that's going to be a highly conservative position, and we are going to sell the crap out of our listeners.
I'm down. We need a good scandal, a good political scandal at that.
Oh, yeah? What about Shirtgate?
Shirtgate, yeah. The Buzz Shirtgate. 2012 football.
Should we let people on the inside? You want to tell them about it?
I mean, it'd be nice, you know.
Shirtgate. Shirtgate is our boss. He wants us to wear Buzz logoed shirts and stuff everywhere we go. So, like at bed at night, he came over the other night for like a logo check, and he wanted to make sure that the T-shirt I wore to bed had a Buzz logo on it. I mean, it's a little out of hand. So last night at football 101, when I go to football 101, I get dressed up. I wore a button down with slacks, try to look nice.
Sweater vest?
No, I don't own a sweater vest.
What is he, Bill Vickery?
I would wear a sweater vest if I had one that I thought looked okay, and it wasn't 108.
And you're under the age of 70.
Right, there's that.
Dad, don't forget.
I'm too tall, and I'm too old, and I've never said that about anything, but it's true. Anyway, so the boss praises a certain someone who did wear a Buzz logo gear last night, but he also had on cut-off jean shorts and flip-flops. And I'm like, well, he looked like a bum who was headed to the beach. He looked like he just walked out of a Kenny Chesney video. And he's praising
and he had
him.
A hat. He was one of those fish hooks on him.
Yeah, he looked like a total clown, and he's praising this guy. Meanwhile, in effect, what he's doing is ripping us for dressing up and looking nice. And I'm like, okay. So that's Shirtgate at the Buzz. There's a little insight.
I think you're probably going to need a bigger, you know, controversy than that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
It
doesn't
really count. Yeah.
It quite hit like
what if we walk out? What if we walk out?
If you guys walk out, I'm just left there by myself. That'd
you know
be
what?
Great.
I'm going to show up next time with no shirt. How about that? You want controversy?
Like Randy Travis?
Yes.
We're going to do this. Hello, no logo. Hello, no logo. You with me?
I'm in.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to one-up him. I'm going to freak him out. I'm going to get the Buzz logo tattooed on my freaking forehead, so I'll have it with me everywhere I go.
He can't fire you.
Meanwhile, at the same time, it's going to freak everybody I'm in a meeting with or talk to out.
He can't fire you now. I think that should be a clause in every business and company. If somebody gets the tattoo of that company on them, you can't fire them.
Okay.
Good job for life.
If you were going to get
it's got to be somewhere they can see it like a forehead.
Forehead only.
Yeah. If you were going to get a corporate logo tattooed on you, what would you do? What would you get? I know what I would get. It'd be easy.
It'd have to be some beer, I guess. I don't know.
I know exactly what I would get, and Pat knows exactly what I would get as well. What would
you get? Nike.
Yes, Whitney. Thank you. Boy, obviously, I am.
You're wearing
I'm well
a Nike
noticed
shirt.
Yeah, I'm a Nike
you're
ho.
I'd get
a big, beautiful swoosh right on my forehead.
I'd have to get five of them, Landers and Benton, Sport Clips, Maduro, Customer Satellite, Tavern Sports Grill, and Wendy's. is what I'd have to get on my forehead.
We should just get you a NASCAR jacket with all those logos on it.
Have you guys?
I gotta be honest. I'm more of a Wendy's chicken sandwich.
Have you guys ever boycotted?
Spicy's awesome. Spicy chicken sandwich.
It's fire.
Have you guys ever picketed, a protest, a boycott, anything in your life?
Just this show, but then I realized that my check was
no. Really?
Inside.
Have you ever stood out there with a sign and say no? Don't.
I haven't,
go in,
but I bet Pat has, and I want to hear about it.
Well, I grew up around the unions.
He boycotted every reality show that's not based in Boston.
I got a
long tradition.
History.
I was
my
a union.
Ancestors were.
You, they,
big
they
time
were there
picket.
Throwing the tea into the harbor, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I was in the union.
Were you?
Yeah, I was a union guy. One summer, I did construction. I had to join the union.
See, my ancestors didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
It landed
Plymouth
on
Rock landed on us.
I heard that.
I think I've heard that before somewhere. Malcolm X, maybe?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is he stealing my material? Come on, Malcolm X. Get your own stuff.
That's where I heard it.
Crazy Michael land on you with a whole bunch of good food.
So the union, and you were boycotting, and what were you boycotting or protesting?
Well, it was the Archdiocese of Boston. The scabs, the Gravediggers Union back in the 70s. It was vicious.
Can I talk about Crazy Mike's, please? Because Crazy Mike makes everybody smile. Crazy Mike's a uniter,
Speaking
not a divider.
Speaking of sandwiches, shrimp poi boy there is amazing.
I actually have the second half of it.
Do you want it? Been here since Monday.
I have the
You guys have one here. I have the